Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
This may look like a scene from a cool sci-fi movie or an astonishing painting, but it's actually real-life footage of Mars, the very planet known for its bright rust color. Layers of rock and dust cover the planet's surface. They consist of iron-rich minerals. That's why dust on Mars is mostly iron oxide. It floats in the atmosphere and creates an orange-red haze around the planet. But Mars has some even more amazing things, like these blue speckles on its surface. They look like a wind-sculpted sea of dunes around 19 miles wide. Astronauts saw these dunes at the northern polar cap of the planet. That's a region that covers an area approximately as big as Texas. The blue dunes, formed by winds, are shaped like long weaving lines. The winds on Mars are relentless and strong. They turn the barren surface of the planet into terrains of grand beauty. These winds are influenced by many different factors. For example, temperature fluctuations to the way the planet's atmosphere circulates. The atmosphere is thin on Mars. That's the reason liquid water most likely can't exist there for any long period of time. That's why, even though Mars is only half the diameter of our planet, it has the same amount of dry land as Earth. A thin atmosphere is also the reason why wind needs to be exceptionally strong and fast to move the sand and form such shapes as these dunes. Winds usually move at 10 to 20 miles per hour on Mars. Anyway, even though the image looks pretty colorful, the dunes aren't actually blue. The bluish patches represent colder parts, while the warmer regions are yellowish-orange. The images were part of a set of photos released to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Odyssey, a spacecraft orbiting Mars. Mars has numerous sand dunes in different locations all over its surface. Some of them formed a billion years ago, like the ones in the Valles Marineris region. They haven't changed because both the atmospheric pressure and wind patterns there have remained the same. But some things do change. For example, some dunes get covered with frost. Here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
The main dune has a series of dark patterns. It may be because frost comes and goes, depending on the season. Mars has four seasons, just like Earth, but they're twice as long as ours. It's because Mars needs around 2 Earth years to orbit the sun. Seasons are harsher in the south of the planet than in the north. During southern winter, the planet is farthest away from the sun. Mars moves pretty slowly, and its orbit is elliptical, different from the orbit of Earth, which is almost circular. Spring on Mars is a season with plenty of dust storms that start in one part of the planet and, eventually, turn into huge storms. They become so large, they blanket the entire planet. Each planet of our solar system has something that makes it special. Jupiter, for example, is not only the largest planet, more than twice as big as all other planets combined, but it also has the biggest ocean in the solar system. Jupiter is made of similar elements to the sun. They're mostly helium and hydrogen. In the deeper parts of the planet's atmosphere, temperature and pressure increase. That's why the hydrogen gas gets compressed and turns into liquid. That gives Jupiter the biggest ocean, but it's made of hydrogen, not water. There's also a theory that somewhere halfway to Jupiter's center, the pressure increases so much that electrons start getting squeezed out of hydrogen atoms. This allows the liquid to conduct electricity as effectively as most metals do. Jupiter is rotating fast, which creates electrical currents and generates a strong magnetic field. But as a gas giant, the planet doesn't have a firm surface. The planet's swirls and stripes are cold, windy clouds of water, and ammonia. Jupiter also has the iconic Great Red Spot, which is an insanely large storm with crimson-colored clouds spinning counterclockwise. Winds there are way faster than any hurricane on our planet. The Great Red Spot has slightly changed throughout time and is currently bigger than our planet. It's 1.3 times as wide as Earth. Scientists have discovered that its roots extend more than 200 miles into Jupiter's atmosphere. A regular tropical cyclone we see on our planet can only extend 9 miles from the top to the bottom of the storm. These days, the red spot is becoming smaller and taller at the same time. Jupiter also has dozens of moons and a couple of rings. But unlike Saturn's rings, these are quite faint and mostly made of dust, not ice. Also, there's a salty ocean under the surface of Jupiter's biggest moon, Ganymede. It's hidden below a thick icy crust. It's likely to contain more water than all surface water reservoirs we have on Earth combined. The theory says this ocean is around 60 miles deep, 10 times greater than the deepest point of our planet's oceans. Jupiter and Saturn contain 10 million tons of precious stones. The pressure inside these planets' atmospheres can actually turn carbon into small pieces of diamonds. If you put these diamonds under extreme temperatures and pressure, they can melt. This would probably result in some sort of diamond rain. In the beginning, our solar system was just a swirling cloud of gas and dust. It eventually developed into a spinning disk with the central star in the middle. Almost all planets in our solar system move counterclockwise around the sun. Venus is the only planet that rotates in a clockwise direction, and Uranus rotates on its side. These planets are most likely different because long ago, huge asteroids collided with them and kind of knocked them off their course. There's a chance Venus could be a habitable planet. It's definitely not a place you'd want to live now, not with its sulfuric acid clouds and tremendous atmospheric pressure. It's 90 times greater than that on Earth. Add here insanely high temperatures. The conditions on
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Venus are very unfavorable for people. At 863 degrees Fahrenheit, Venus is hotter than Mercury, even though it's further away from the sun. This happens because there's too much carbon dioxide in Venus's atmosphere. It traps heat, which causes the temperature to rise way higher than it's supposed to. But simulations show that around 700 million years ago, Venus might have been a nice place with moderate temperatures and liquid water. Those conditions were slightly similar to those we have on Earth now. Uranus is not a gas giant. It's actually made of ice. The atmosphere contains methane, which makes the planet look blue. It has 27 moons, 2 sets of rings, and lots of ice in its atmosphere. A day on Uranus lasts just a little bit over 17 hours. That's how long it takes the planet to complete a single rotation on its axis. But its tilt is so pronounced that most of the time, either one or the other pole is pointed toward the sun. That's why the daytime length at the North Pole is almost half a year. And a year on Uranus is as long as 84 years. If you lived on Uranus closer to its North Pole, you'd be able to see the sun in the sky for 42 years. That would be the summer. After this, the sun would go down, and you'd have to live the next 42 years in the darkness. It'd be the winter on the planet. Neptune is the most distant and the smallest of the gas giants. The gravity on the planet is similar to the one we have on Earth, but you wouldn't be able to stand on Neptune's surface. It's gas, not solid land. Triton, the biggest of the planet's moons, orbits Neptune in a very unusual way. It moves backward compared to the rest of the planet's moons. Triton is also slowly spiraling inward toward Neptune. One day, billions of years from now, it's likely to get torn apart by the planet's gravitational forces and become just a ring around Neptune. This ring will continue being pulled inward until it eventually crashes into the planet. Pluto is a dwarf planet, and a year there lasts 248 Earth years. But even though it's not even a planet, Pluto still has several interesting things to offer, like floating mountains. Pluto's nitrogen glaciers carry countless isolated hills, each up to several miles across. They're likely to be fragments of water ice from the dwarf planet's surrounding uplands. Nitrogen ice is denser than water ice, so scientists think water ice hills float in a sea of frozen nitrogen, just like icebergs in the Arctic Ocean here on Earth.